Connecticut Trails Day is coming back, and actually starting today, registration is open, and yes, you've got days to register for what you want to do. There's more than 200 events you can choose from across the state, but let me tell you, those most popular adventures, they fill up pretty quickly. So joining us back on the show, as he does every year, and we so appreciate him, Chuck Toll is here, who is the Trails Day coordinator for our great state of Connecticut. And Chuck, I can't believe it. We're already back to Connecticut Trails Day. So excited. Hey. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Happy Trails Day.
Happy Trails Day.
Yeah, it's so exciting. The actual event is the weekend of June 6th and 7th, but registration is open now. And I want to first give people an idea of, first of all, why is Trails Days? Why is that such an important time for the state of Connecticut?
Well, there's a lot of good reasons. There's so many nice places here in the state of Connecticut to visit. We have some wonderful spots. And Trails Day was originally founded about 35 years ago as a way to advocate for our outdoor trails and trail service, and so to maintain some of these great spaces that we have. So it really brings awareness to some of our outdoor spaces to get people outside and to share these spaces. So it's a really important holiday, and that's June 6th and 7th.
My understanding is that Connecticut Trails Day is the largest National Trails Day celebration in the country?
It sure is. For a small state, we got a lot of stuff going on here. We've got over 200 events in 100 towns. So most everybody lives within about 15 minutes of a Trails Day event. And so, yes, we're the largest in the country, but there are tens of thousands of people and organizations and agencies that sponsor Trails Day events throughout the country.
I mean, we are, I always say Connecticut is small but mighty. That I think is extraordinary, you know, and I always talk about this with the Office of Tourism, but I believe Connecticut was ranked near the top as far as per capita. I believe the amount of green space we have and hiking availability. I believe Connecticut is, if not at the top of the list, one of the best in the country as far as offering that outdoor opportunity.
You're right. As a percentage, we have more open space per capita here in the state than any other state in the country. And about 20 or 25% of the state's land is preserved through a number of different organizations. And of course, the state has a lot of forests and parks, but local organizations such as land trusts have made these kinds of properties available to people throughout the state.
And again, we've got Chuck Toll here, who is the Trails Day coordinator, and the annual event is coming up the weekend of June 6th and 7th. Registration is open now, though. There are more than 200 events. Chuck, give people an idea, if they've never signed up for Trails Day, I mean, what kind of events, how do you choose? You know, there's categories, there's towns you could choose from, there's counties, there's types of activities, right? I mean, talk a little bit about how you even determine what of the 200 would work best for you?
Yeah, it's pretty easy. If you go to our website, trailsday.org, you will find an interactive map. And that map has 200 pins on it, one for each event. And there's also an event filter. So you can go into that filter. And if you want to take a bike ride, you can filter out just bike rides. There's rock climbing. There's educational walks. And this year, our theme is really centered around getting families and kids outdoors. So we have over 120 hikes that are family friendly. And each of these hikes are led by a guide. So that person, you're not going on a trail by yourself. You're going with somebody who knows what they're doing and will guide you through that. And in particular, keeping everybody safe. So it's really easy and everything is free. So it's, in today's environment, it's a great way to take your family out for a nice afternoon or a nice morning on the trail. So it's a great spot.
Well, and there's also, as you mentioned, Chuck, there's different activities you certainly can do, but you also can tailor who's actually participating. So if you need family friendly because you've got little kids, or you want to bring your dog along, or maybe you're a senior citizen and you want to be able to get outdoors, but you can't maybe do high elevations, things like that, right? You can even tailor those categories as well.
Yes. Each of our event listings has on it whether it's an easy, moderate, or difficult hike. So you'll know in advance before you go what you're getting into. And over 80 events are dog friendly. So if you have well-mannered dogs on a leash, they're welcome to come on those events. Many events are ideal for beginners. We have, I think, about 8 events on the airline trail, which connects Portland, 27 miles all the way up to Willimantic. And that's almost perfectly flat. And so there are bike rides on that. There are family hikes on that. There's scavenger hunts on that. So many of them are very easy for people who are maybe considering something for the first time.
And it's really neat. I will say you have a very user-friendly website. Like, I'm on it right now, and you can see on the main page there's an event map. And when you first click it, it's going to look overwhelming because it's a lot of red dots, essentially. But if you start to zoom in, as you mentioned, Chuck, you can really find something within a 15-minute drive, some that's even in your own town or city. So, for example, we live here in Milford, but I've been to the 2 places that are mentioned here. But if I were to even go, you know, into the valley, or I were to go up the shoreline, it's really incredible. There's just so many different opportunities. There's, you know, one spot here for geology, dinosaurs, a quarry. There's another one where it's, again, rock climbing. It's really amazing. A bird walk. There really is something for everybody. How do you determine over 200 events? How long does it take you guys to put this together?
Oh, we start working on this in January. We open it up for registration in March. And we accumulate the events over a 2-month period. And hats off to our volunteers and our leaders. These are all volunteers who are willing to bring people to their favorite place. Our theme this year is to explore where we live. Here in the state of Connecticut, we have so many great places to go and visit. And I also want to credit the Connecticut Forest and Park Association. They're really hosting all of these events, and they provide this wonderful platform for people to go and visit and find out what events they would like to see. So as you just mentioned, we've got some really unique events. In Berlin, there's a goat walk. In Bloomfield, there's a scavenger hunt. In East Granby, there's an evening swamp prowl. In East Hampton, there's an easy bike ride. In Wilton, there's a nighttime moth walk. In Walcott, there's a kids' first hike and nature walk. So if you want to take your youngster out for the first time, go to Walcott, and that guide will show you a just nice, easy, short walk to take the family on.
That's so cool. There really is something for everybody. And to your point, Chuck, we are located more on the New Haven County, Fairfield County line and lower part of the state. But I would encourage people, first of all, to register before spots fill up, but also really explore outside. Like you just said, that goat walk in Berlin. And I'm thinking to myself, well, that might be really fun to go do that. I also was seeing in Barkhamsted, there's like a cave walk with salamanders. My son is all into the salamanders all of a sudden. There's just really neat places. And I think it's a great experience, not just to get outdoors and to appreciate Connecticut's beauty, but to also explore our state, especially we're in the lower part of the state. There's so much, I feel like, of the upper part and kind of corners of our state that we really just don't adventure into because we just don't know where to go or what even exists here.
Exactly. And you don't have to go too far. There are over 20 events in the greater New Haven area up into North Haven and Hamden. So there's lots of places. With the price of gas today, we want to maybe stay close to home if you want to. But I like your idea of going someplace that you've never been before and exploring something that is all totally new to you.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it's honestly cheaper than going across state lines. It's cheaper than getting on an airplane and going places. To me, this is a really cool adventure that's right here in our home state of Connecticut. And again, more than 200 events to choose from, so many categories, something for everybody. Make sure you check out Trails Day this year. It is the weekend of June 6th and 7th. I'm going to put a link on our website. Registration is open. And Chuck Toll, I want to thank you for always making the time for us here on WICC. I love connecting with you every year. Thank you so much.
We appreciate your help and publicity here today. And thank you, Melissa, for a great job. We'll see you again. Happy Trails Day.
I was going to say, Chuck, I was nervous you weren't going to tell me happy trails. I was nervous. That's your liner. I thought, oh, man, he hasn't said it. Yes, yes. Happy trails to you too, Chuck.
There you go. Thank you again, Melissa. Nice to speak with you.
Thank you. You too, Chuck. Now take a hike. I'm just kidding, but I had to say it. Come on, I had to. The dad joke was right there. You teed it up. Chuck Toll, always appreciate you again. Trails Day coordinator for our great state of Connecticut. And if you want to sign up, be sure to register sooner rather than later. Some of those adventures are going to fill up very quickly because quite frankly, they're very popular, very cool events going on. And it's trailsday.org. We're going to put a link on our website for you to register and learn more. You're listening to WICC, the voice of Connecticut.